It's at off-guardian.org. Locine 20. The lockdown regime causes increasing health concerns. Locine is spelled L-O-K-I-N. Locine 20. The lockdown regime causes increasing health concerns. The story begins. A new public health crisis very recently identified as Locine 20. Notice how they've coded this, right? COVID-19, Locine, or wait a minute, Lock-in 20. But there's no C in the words. They're kind of clever, very clever. Lock-in or Locine 20 is raising increasing health concerns in the UK. In their response to a respiratory illness called COVID-19, the UK state are among those who have responded by locking up their populations and destroying their own national economy. This appears to be causing lock-in or Locine 20. The most recent statistics from the UK's Office of National Statistics raise significant concerns about health impact of the lockdown regimes favored by some, but not all governments. All in response to a disease which researchers at the Center for Evidence-Based Medicine at Oxford University estimate to have an infection fatality rate of between 1/10 and 36/100%. We're not even going to talk about if you take those numbers and compare them against total population, because you got to add 5 zeros to it. Similar to seasonal flu. By the by, I unearthed a story yesterday, and I tweeted it to a guy. He was telling me, you need to stop saying corona hoax. It's not a hoax. It's a serious situation. I'm like, the response to it is a serious situation. You're right. It's a paradigm change. People are now mass infected with the doldrums. What happens to people that are bored? They sin. Ask any, we've talked about this before on the show. Read any biography or the writings of any saint that was a priest or a friar of any sort that also doubled as an abbot over a monastery or a seminary. Read any of them, and what will they tell those that are under them, seminarians or students and what have you, males principally, what will they tell them to avoid? Maggie O'Connell, you said this yesterday when I brought this up. What will they tell them to avoid at all costs? There are no, I don't ask any trick questions. No, it's not a, Mrs. O'Connell, please, not a trick question. What would they tell them to avoid? Idleness, doldrums, whatever you do, do not become idle. I-D-L-E, idle. Now, why don't you want to become idle? Here in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, 53 Ford truck has the answer. Idle hands are the playthings of the devil. That's right. Now, would you say that idle hands are doldrum hands? I would. So look at what this paradigm change. We've gone from living in a post-Christian modern horror show to now a post-Christian post-modern horror show, now present dystopian novel. (Clears throat) One of the episodes of the Netflix sci-fi series, I forget which one, one of the episodes of the series Black Mirror dealt with this, with the doldrums. It was the episode where the woman was living kind of by herself, and she was bored to tears, and so she ordered herself a bathtub man. If you've seen the series, you know which one I'm talking about. Well, yeah, her husband had died, and so she wanted a new husband. She wanted him back. Well, she had the doldrums. She was bored. She was idle. And she was getting depressed, and so she ordered this, and it comes in a box, right? And she fills the bath, and she's reading the instructions, fill the bathtub up with water. She fills the bathtub up with water, and then she takes this empty skin-looking bag filled with what looks like a pile of skin and hair, and throws it in the tub. And I forget, it's been years since I've seen the episode. And then she's told to close the door and don't come in for 3 days. So on the third day, by the by, the people that write the Black Mirror, 3 days, really, dude? Why three? Figure it out, right? Think about it. So the new husband, the thing turns into a replica of her husband. But anyway, she did all this because she was bored, because she was going through the doldrums. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again. I said this yesterday. Let me say it again. Every day that we remain on house arrest, lockdown, whatever the hell you want to call it, is a day where massive amounts of mortal sins are committed in homes by idle people now, people suffering the doldrums, so much so to the fact or to the effect that hell can't accommodate all of them. Yeah, 53 Ford truck. That's a scene from the inflatable or a viable man. You want me to tell you how it ends? Well, I don't want you to get Netflix, and you can't get it anywhere else, I don't think. It ends in death. This is what we ought to be talking about and what I fear. And what we should all fear. But although, and there's going to be a happy ending to this doldrum monologue here, we should all fear this descent into a depressive state of boredom and doldrums. It cannot be cured by binge-watching television shows. You'll get tired of it. You'll get bored of what you did to address your boredom. So what can you do then to end the doldrums? Well, to put it one way, or to put it as Brother Andre put it at the end of our Wisdom Wednesday yesterday, which if you missed, you need to go and listen to. Because it's a really good episode yesterday. Check it out at crusadechannel.com. What did Brother Andre say at the end of Wisdom Wednesday to remind everyone? Do not fall into depression. Remember that there is always, and I'm paraphrasing, brother, if you're listening. I'm not quoting him. Remember that we always have the joy of the risen Lord to celebrate in. You always have the joy of the faith. Now, we can complain about this all we want, but I, from where I sit, and I'm usually right about these things, part of this paradigm is never going to change. We're stuck with it now. So Those that say, we're going to go back to normal. The economy is going to roar back stronger than ever. Hey, newsflash. They, our elite ruling masters, don't want it to roar back stronger than ever. That's not what they have in mind here, folks. Which is why I think reading the Lockdown 20 story is important. Lockdown 20 and the lack of scientific justification. Story continues. Both Public Health England, PHE, and the Advisory Committee on Dangerous Pathogens were satisfied. Now listen to this. That COVID-19 presented a low risk of mortality and downgraded it from the status of a high consequence infectious disease on March 19th this year. The ACDP board, that's Advisory Committee on Dangerous Pathogens, board members include Professor Neil Ferguson from the Imperial College. Presumably, Professor Ferguson was among the dissenting voices on the ACDP board as he completely ignored the majority opinion of his scientific colleagues. In an interview on 13 February, widely reported by mainstream media, he stated his predictive models were not absurd. He said that infection rates of 60% of the population with a 1% mortality rate were possible. By the way, Emperor Fauchatine and Scarf Vader took the Imperial College's numbers and then quadrupled them and lied on national television into the president, President Trump, and told him that not only was there a 1% mortality rate, it could go as high as 4%, we were told. 4%. Standing by his prediction of 400,000 C-19 deaths in the UK, the Imperial College computer model report was released to the public on the 16th of March, predicting huge numbers of deaths from COVID-19. By the 19th of March, Professor Ferguson must have known a majority of his peers disagreed with him. When it comes to wildly inaccurate predictions, Ferguson's work at Imperial College has a long and distinguished history. And then they give some more of the stats here.